The Sports Report is brought to you by iHome, the number one brand in digital audio. From Lightning Dock alarm clocks to rechargeable Bluetooth boomboxes and quality affordable headphones, iHome has you covered. To learn more, head to iHomeAudio.com. Welcome to episode number 200 of the Sports Report. I'm Paul Roberts on GrizzlyProductions.tv. Big show coming your way for episode number 200. Hard to believe. You know, you get new podcasts twice a week, every Monday and Thursday here on the Sports Report. The show is free on iTunes in the podcast section there. And, of course, on the Grizz, GrizzlyProductions.tv. You can follow me on Twitter at the Sports RPT. That's our handle on Twitter for the Sports Report, the Sports RPT. And as always, we love to get your feedback, your comments, whether you agree, disagree on the topics we discuss on Twitter at the Sports RPT. Now, because this is episode number 200, I thought I had to do a very special show. And let me say right up front that I am extremely grateful to all of you who have listened to the podcast since day one, and all of the new listeners as well, whether it's on the Grizz or on iTunes. I appreciate the followers on Twitter, more than 2,100 at the Sports RPT, and all of you who have given the show a 5-star review on iTunes. The feedback has been very positive on iTunes and Twitter. I wasn't sure what to expect when I dove into the world of podcasting. I'm a radio guy, have been since the late 90s, but it's definitely an enjoyable experience and one I plan on continuing for many, many more episodes. So thanks again to all of you. Sometimes I joke that I'm a man of, for, and by the people, but I really am. I think there are some media bobbleheads that got into this business to make money, to meet famous athletes, things like that. I got into this because I just enjoy talking about sports. I do the same thing with my buddies, whether they're over at the house or we're at the local watering hole, wherever. I just love talking sports. And if you love baseball, this is the show for you. You don't want to miss episode number 200. For this special show, I decided to rank the top 25 Major League Baseball position players of all time. No pitchers on this list. Maybe I'll save that for episode number 300. Previously, I did a list of the top 25 NBA players of all time. Let me tell you, this one was much, much tougher. It's extremely difficult to compare players from the modern era to players from the late 1800s, early 1900s. And I didn't want to leave the players from the past out because some of them clearly deserve to be on this list. It just wouldn't be right to act like they did not exist. They helped to make the game that many of us love what it is today. So there may be some players you've never heard of, especially for the younger listeners, because they were well before your time. When you hear their numbers and their accomplishments, I think you'll understand why they're on my list. I think there's a good mix of players from different eras on this top 25. Also, you know, for many years, I've taken a very hard stance on PED users. I've been hammering these cheaters for a long time on my radio show. I will continue to rip them here on the Sports Report. You will not find any admitted juicers or suspected PED users on this list. That was my decision. You may disagree, that's fine, but this is my list. I don't want any frauds and phonies on it, so don't expect to hear the names Barry Bonds, Sammy Sosa, Alex Rodriguez, Mark McGwire, etc. I fully understand they have gaudy stats, but I am so sick and tired of hearing about performance-enhancing drugs, so angry that some of these guys ruin the record books in a sport that goes back more than 100 years, then I'm not going to include them. That's my call. I expect some of you may not like it. That's the way it is. As for the criteria that I use, I tried to look at things that say greatness. MVP awards, that's a big one. Batting titles, all-time rankings in the major statistical categories. I did factor in postseason success, but it was not the be-all, end-all. In fact, far from it. For this reason, you can have a great player who was on some lousy teams that never made the playoffs, and that's not his fault. Likewise, you can have a good player, an average player, who was part of some great teams that won multiple championships. Should he be bumped up on my list because of the teammates that he had? That's not fair to me. Now, I did consider longevity as a factor. In my opinion, a guy who had 20 great years deserves more credit than a guy who played 10 great seasons. Just makes sense to me. Unfortunately, that impacted some outstanding players, some Hall of Fame players. Jackie Robinson, for example, is not in my top 25, even though he won an MVP, a batting title, a Rookie of the Year award. Robinson only played 10 years in Major League Baseball, so I had to factor that in. Same for Hank Greenberg, who had some phenomenal seasons. Go look up his stats. Unbelievable player. Greenberg was a flat-out superstar. However, he missed some years due to military service, did not have nearly as long of a career as many of the players on this list. I tried to give guys credit for continuing to produce year after year after year. That's not easy to do in any sport, let alone one like baseball, where you're playing 6 months out of the year. Just a reminder, this is only for position players. It was hard enough ranking them. I can't imagine trying to compare and contrast hitters and pitchers on the same list. That's too much. Here we go. The top 25 greatest Major League Baseball position players of all time. I hope you can enjoy it. I spent a great deal of time on this. Believe me, it wasn't something that I just threw together in 15 minutes. I think I spent more time on baseballreference.com than I did studying for my SATs. Yet somehow I still managed to get into Syracuse. I'll start with number 25 and work my way to number 1, save the best for last. How about that? Number 25, Ken Griffey Jr. This was a tough player to evaluate because he missed so much time due to injuries. I often wonder how many home runs Jr. could have hit if he stayed healthy for his entire career. Even with all of the injuries, the kid still hit 630 homers. That's number 6 all time. He's 15th in RBIs with more than 1,800. He had almost 2,800 hits, close to 200 steals, and he won an MVP in 1997 with Seattle. What really helps Junior's case is he won 10 gold gloves and 7 silver slugger awards. Fabulous defensive outfielder. I remember watching him climb the wall out in center field, go up and get it, robbing players of home runs. I definitely included defensive abilities as a factor. It's not just about hitting home runs. If you are a complete player, obviously that's going to boost you. As a kid, I remember growing up, everyone wanted his rookie baseball card. I remember buying packs of Upper Deck. Do you remember Upper Deck? Are they still around? I don't collect anymore. You used to have Tops, and then you had Dunruss and Fleer. And those were the big three. Then Upper Deck came along, and they were real glossy, real good-looking baseball cards. And the Ken Griffey Jr. Upper Deck rookie was one all of my friends wanted. I still have a few of his rookie cards. So we get started with Ken Griffey Jr. That's just number 25. Much more to come here on episode number 200. Who's going to be number one? Who did not make the list? Who should have been higher? Who should have been lower? I want your feedback as we go through the show today on Twitter at the Sports RPT. A lot to get to on the show, but first I want to tell you about our great sponsor. They've been with us forever, and that is iHome. Go to their website, iHomeAudio.com. Look at all of their great products. Their models feature FM stereo, EQ controls, and 3D sound. The audio quality simply is the best out there. Their docking stations are very versatile. They'll work for your iPhone 5, your iPad mini. You can use the USB port to charge and play any secondary device, and iHome products let you charge and play both new and old Apple devices. From space saving to full size to triple charging, iHome has the right choice for you. The sound technology is state of the art, and they have a wide variety of products. Docking stations, alarm clocks, stereo systems, speaker systems, headphones, earphones, and much more. So go to the website today, take a look, iHomeAudio.com. You'll find something really cool. The website's easy to use. Even I can use it, so you know it's easy. They have products, apps, accessories, and more all on the site, iHomeAudio.com. One more time, iHomeAudio.com. So we continue with episode number 200 of the Sports Report, my top 25 list of the best Major League Baseball position players of all time. Ken Griffey Jr., number 25. Number 24, Eddie Collins, one of the greatest second basemen ever, and you may never have heard of him. Collins had a 25-year career from 1906 to 1930. He played for Philadelphia and the Chicago White Sox. Career average, .333. He's in the top 10 all-time in hits with more than 3,300. Stolen bases, 741. He swiped 81 bags in 1910 alone. Collins won the MVP in 1914 and was runner-up twice. This guy was in his late 30s and still hitting around .350. His career on-base percentage, .424. It's tough to overlook his batting average at .333, his hit total. And if you believe in the WAR statistic, wins above replacement, very trendy statistic nowadays, then you have to respect Collins, because he's in the top 15 all-time in WAR. Number 23, Rod Carew, one of the greatest singles hitters of all time. Carew is underrated because he only hit 92 home runs, but he won 7 batting titles, stole more than 350 bases, won an MVP in 77, year I was born, won a Rookie of the Year in 67, Carew has more than 3,000 hits, and he took a run at 477 when he finished at 388. He's a lifetime .328 hitter, and that's nothing to sneeze at. Very tough out, Rod Carew. George Brett, number 22. Every time I hear his name, I think of the pine tar incident with his bat and him storming onto the field like a man possessed. One of the great highlights of all time. His numbers look good across the board. More than 3,100 hits, 16th all time. 317 homers, almost 1,600 RBIs, 200 stolen bases, and a .305 career average. Versatility here. The guy could flat out hit, and he was clutch. His average in the postseason, listen to this, .337. Brett won 3 batting titles, 3 silver sluggers, won the MVP in 1980 when he hit .390, was runner-up for the MVP twice. I also like the fact that he played all 21 years in Kansas City. And there are some other players on this list who played their entire career in one city. I did not give them any extra credit for that, just to be clear, but I think it's neat to point out now in this era of free agency where, you know, guys go all over the place, sometimes to the biggest spender. It is rare, it's really rare to see players stick in one city. You have your Derek Jeters, who, by the way, did not make this top 25 list. Sorrow, fellow Yankees fans, but the captain not on this list. Number 21, Mr. Padre, Tony Gwynn. Similar player to Rod Carew, not a slugger, 135 home runs, but as pure of a hitter as you'll see. He was like an artist with a bat in his hand instead of a paintbrush. Could hit it all over the field. Professional hitter. Played in 15 All-Star games, won 8 batting titles. Only Ty Cobb won more. He had 3,100 plus hits, top 20 all time, more than 300 stolen bases. That may surprise some of you. Wasn't always chubby. 7 silver sluggers, 5 gold gloves. I don't know that the average Joe fan realizes how many stolen bases and gold gloves Tony Gwynn has. A lifetime 338 hitter, came close to 400 in 1994 when he hit 394. Just a sweet swing, Tony Gwynn. Number 20, Pete Rose. Bud Selig in Major League Baseball may ignore him. I can't. Charlie Hustle had more hits than any other player, 4,256. He's in the top 20 in runs scored and total bases. Led the league in hits 7 times, won 3 batting titles. Rose was Rookie of the Year with Cincinnati in 63. 10 years later, he won an MVP. He also earned 2 gold gloves and an outfielder. Rose played everywhere over the course of his career. Very, very versatile player. Played in more games than anyone. 17-time All-Star, was a .303 career hitter, 160 homers, but that wasn't his game. This guy could wake up, crawl out of bed, and hit. And he played the game as hard as anybody. Very intense. Pete Rose. You think of Rose, you think of the head first, belly flop slide into third, right? Number 19, Mel Ott. Talk about underrated. You don't hear nearly enough about the former New York Giants outfielder. Ott led the league in home runs 6 times, and he wasn't a big man at all. 5'9", 170. Played from 1926 to 47. He launched 511 homers. Drove in 1,860 runs. That's number 12 all time. Ott's also in the top 15 in runs and the top 10 in walks. The sabermetric gurus would have loved his OPS of 947. Not only did Ott have power, he was a .300 career hitter with almost 2,900 hits. If he played for the Yankees, you would have heard a lot more about Mel Ott. And he was a great defensive player, had a lot of assists. Number 18, Yogi Berra. Speaking of the Yankees, people hear Yogi's name and they immediately think about his funny quotes over the years. He was a great catcher, a 3-time MVP. That is rare. And runner-up twice. He was an all-star from the late 40s through the early 60s. He played in 14 World Series, winning 10. Has a better batting average, .285, and more RBIs than Johnny Bench, who most consider the best catcher in baseball history. Berra also hit over 350 homers. This guy wasn't just a funny character. There aren't many 3-time MVPs. Number 17, we'll stick behind the plate. Johnny Bench, a huge part of the Big Red Machine that won championships in 75 and 76. Bench was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 1989. He received 96% of the vote. Let me put that in perspective. Babe Ruth got 95%. Okay? Bench was the Rookie of the Year in 68, a 2-time MVP, a 10-time Gold Glove winner at a premium defensive position. His .267 average doesn't wow you, but he hit almost 400 homers and led the league in RBIs 3 times. Number 16, Roberto Clemente. Sadly, he died in a plane crash while delivering aid to earthquake victims in Nicaragua. He was only 38 years old. Clemente spent his entire career in Pittsburgh, and talk about defense. He won 12 gold gloves to go along with 4 batting titles. Just a tremendous player with flair. The lifetime 317 hitter, won an MVP award in 1966. Clemente's also part of the 3,000 hit club, even though his career was cut short. Number 15, Michael Jack Schmidt. As Harry Callis, the legendary Phillies broadcaster, used to say. So we go across the state of Pennsylvania from Pittsburgh to Philly. In Schmidt's first full season in the city of brotherly love, he hit .196. He didn't get much love during that 73 season. The Philly fans will let you know if you're not producing. He quickly turned things around to his credit, finished his career with 10 gold gloves, 6 silver sluggers, 3 MVPs. He's 15th on the home run list with 548, and he knocked in almost 1,600 runs. Plus, he could flat out pick it down in the hot corner. The knock on Schmidt is that he only hit .267, and he struck out a lot. In fact, he has the 10th most punch outs of all time. He's still the best third baseman ever, in my opinion. Led the league in home runs 8 times. So that's the 25 to 15 list here on episode number 200 of the Sports Report. We're on grizzlyproductions.tv, and the show is free in the podcast section of iTunes. You can check us out there. New shows twice a week, every Monday and Thursday on the Grizz and on iTunes. Follow me on Twitter, the Sports RPT. We love to get new followers. Spread the word on Twitter, the Sports RPT, and let me know what you think of this all-time list. Number 14, Frank Robinson. Here's another player who I think often gets overlooked. Won MVP awards in both the American League and National League after winning the Rookie of the Year in 56. A decade later, Robinson won a batting title and the Triple Crown. In 1966, he hit .316 with 49 bombs and 122 RBIs. That was his first season in Baltimore. Not a bad introduction to the fans of the Charm City. Robinson is 9th in home runs with 586. He finished just shy of 3,000 hits, and he stole more than 200 bases to go along with a .294 average and over 1,800 RBIs. This was a power threat who could also hit for average, and that's a tough combination to find. Number 13, another underrated player, Tris Speaker. We go way back in time to find this speedy center fielder. He played from 1907 to 28, primarily with Boston and then Cleveland. Speaker was a doubles machine, 792 to be exact, the most in baseball history. He had more than 3,500 hits, 5th all time, was a .345 career hitter, that is number 6 all time. He won an MVP in 1912 and a batting title 4 years later. Not to mention, Speaker stole 436 bases. So when he didn't hit a double, which was rare, he ended up on second anyway. Number 12, Mickey Mantle, the Commerce Comet. My dad's favorite player. In fact, my dad will probably be upset that I don't have Mantle higher. Simply put, he could do it all. The greatest switch hitter ever. A physical specimen when he was young. He could run. You've all heard about the tape measure home runs that Mantle hit. Unfortunately, knee injuries and drinking took a toll on his legendary career. He's a classic what-if athlete. What if he didn't have those injuries? What if he took better care of himself? Who knows? Maybe he would have been the best ever. I had to look, though, at what he accomplished and not what he could have been. Let me tell you, the Mick still accomplished a heck of a lot. He won 3 MVPs and was runner-up 3 times. He won a batting title and the Triple Crown in 1956 when he hit .353 with 52 homers and 130 RBIs. What a season. Mantle crushed 536 homers and consider the fact that he led the league in walks 5 times and was second in walks 5 times. You think pitchers were a little afraid of this guy? His OPS is the 11th best all time. The last 4 years of Mantle's career, from 65 to 68, he wasn't healthy, hurt his batting average. He wound up at 298, one of the most popular players in Major League Baseball history, no doubt. I think the average Joe could relate to the Mick. Number 11, Honus Wagner. His baseball card was the most valuable ever, in part because it was so old. Wagner's rookie year was 1897 with Louisville. He went to Pittsburgh in 1900, probably the best shortstop of all time. Wagner won 8 batting titles, including 4 straight from 1906 to 1909. He's 10th in stolen bases, 723, 7th in hits with more than 3,400, throwing the third most triples ever and a lifetime 328 average. You have a guy who arguably should be in the top 10 of my list. I have him at number 11. This was a shortstop with more than 1,700 RBIs. That's more than Cal Ripken Jr., who played in 2,632 straight games and hit 431 homers. Wagner had more RBIs than Ripken Jr. Number 10, Joe DiMaggio, the Yankee Clipper. Many lists have him ranked higher, but he only played 11 full seasons. He lost 3 years due to military service from 1943 to 45. DiMaggio still won 3 MVPs, was runner-up twice, and won 2 batting titles. He played in 10 World Series and helped the Bronx Bombers win 9 championships. How about that average in the series? 9 of 10. Of course, everyone knows about his 56-game hitting streak in 1941. What an accomplishment. If you look at DiMaggio's averages over 162 games, if you break it down like that, we're talking 325 average, 34 homers, 143 RBIs. Those are incredible numbers. But the time away from the game is why he isn't higher than number 10. So here we go. We're into the top 10 on this very special episode of the Sports Report, number 200, here on grizzlyproductions.tv and, of course, in the podcast section of iTunes. Again, looking for your comments on Twitter at the Sports RPT. Number 9, Double X, Jimmy Fox. I can already hear people criticizing me for putting Fox ahead of Joe D. Listen. Fox hit 534 homers. That's 173 more than DiMaggio. He's 9th all-time in RBIs with more than 1,900, 385 more ribbies than Joe D. He won as many MVPs, 3, as many batting titles, 2. Fox also blasted 58 home runs back in 1932, and he won the Triple Crown in 33. They had identical 325 averages. And for the stat geeks, Fox is 4th all-time in slugging percentage and 5th in OPS. Can't ignore that. One of the top first basemen ever, had his best years with the Philadelphia A's, then went to Boston in 1936. Number 8. Rogers, with an S, Hornsby, the greatest second baseman to play the game. The majority of his career was in St. Louis. He played from 1915 to 37. Hornsby hit over 400 3 times. In 22, he hit 401 with 42 homers and 152 RBIs. This is a middle infielder. This is a second baseman. 42 bombs, 152 ribbies. He won 7 batting titles, 2 triple crowns, 2 MVPs. Hornsby was a 358 hitter, second highest all time, and he had 300 home runs. I understand he played a long time ago, but how do you ignore that career? Number 7, Hammer and Hank Aaron. I admit I feel weird not having him higher. Aaron has the most RBIs in history, almost 2,300, the most total bases in history, the second most homers, 755. The third most hits, 3,771. Wasn't just a power hitter either. Hank was a 305 career hitter and won two batting titles. He also won three gold gloves as a right fielder and an MVP. Aaron was in 21 straight All-Star games. Should he be higher? You tell me on Twitter at the Sports RPT. Number six, his nickname said it all. The man, Stan Musial. A dominant player in the 40s and 50s, spending all 22 years in St. Louis. Musial won three MVPs and was runner-up four times. If the voting's a little different, he may have seven MVPs. He won seven batting titles, was a lifetime 331 hitter with 475 homers and 1,951 RBIs. That's number six all time. His career OPS was 976. Despite those numbers, I think Stan Musial is underrated. Number five, Lou Gehrig, the Iron Horse. One of the most interesting things about Gehrig's career was in 1934. He won the batting title and the Triple Crown, but not the MVP. In fact, he finished fifth in the voting. Mickey Cochran won the MVP that season. Can you imagine? You win the batting title and the Triple Crown, and you finish fifth in MVP voting? Gehrig was still a two-time MVP and runner-up twice. He's third all-time in OPS, and OPS now is the stat that most people use when you're trying to judge players. You're on base plus your slugging. He was third all-time in that. He was fifth in RBIs. He was also third in slugging percentage, I might add. More than 1,900 RBIs. And I don't think people realize that in addition to almost 500 homers, Gehrig was a 340 career hitter. Not just a slugger. He hit 361 in World Series play, winning six titles. A money player in the postseason. Number four, the splendid splinter, Ted Williams. What stands out about his career to me is that after his rookie season, he struck out more than 50 times only twice. This guy almost never struck out. Williams has the best on-base percentage ever at .482. He was on base almost half the time he came up. Second best slugging percentage at .634. Those are epic numbers. He hit .344, 521 homers. In 1941, he hit .406. And the next season, he won the Triple Crown, but wasn't the MVP. Joe Gordon of the Yankees was, despite numbers that weren't even close to Ted Williams. Teddy Ballgame won two MVPs, was runner-up four times. He captured six batting titles, just a pure hitter. Number three, the Say Hey Kid, Willie Mays. 12 gold gloves, 338 steals. That shows you he was a complete player, an all-around player. 660 homers, fourth all-time, doesn't hurt the case either. Mays was Rookie of the Year in 51. He won two MVPs. And he did it 11 years apart. Won an MVP in 54 and then again in 65. Also won a batting title in 54. Career average of .302, maybe lower than you expected, but his last couple of seasons with the Mets hurt that number. Mays finished with almost 3,300 hits and 1,900 RBIs. The Giants legend is also third in total bases. Number two, Ty Cobb. The Georgia Peach played from 1905 to 1928. All but two of those years were with Detroit. Cobb's .366 batting average is the best ever. He ranks second all-time in hits, 4,189. Only Pete Rose has more. Second in runs, fourth in steals with almost 900. He had 96 steals in 1915 alone. Cobb wasn't a home run hitter, yet he had more RBIs than Mays, than Williams, than Fox. He also won a whopping 12 batting titles, and that's something that really separated him. I was debating, do I put Willie Mays 2 and Cobb 3? That's twice as many batting titles as Ted Williams. That's as many as Musial, DiMaggio, and Pete Rose put together. Cobb won an MVP in 1911. By all accounts, he wasn't a likable person. Far from it. But definitely one of the greatest baseball players ever. Ty Cobb, number two. Which takes us to the end of the list. Number one, Babe Ruth. The Bambino. Led the league in home runs 12 times. In 1920, this is one of my favorite stats. 1920, he hit more homers than any team in the league. More homers than teams. Second all time in RBIs with more than 2,200. He's third in home runs, of course, with the magic number of 714. A career slugging percentage of 690. Some say he swung for the fences all the time, but the Babe was a 342 lifetime hitter. The scary thing is, he could also pitch. His winning percentage, 67%, is 11th best in the history of the game. As a 21-year-old with Boston, back in 1916, he won 23 games with an ERA of 1.75. The next season, he won 24 games. Ruth played in 10 World Series, winning 7. I could go on and on and on. The only question I have, what happened in 1936 when he was selected for the Hall of Fame after receiving 95% of the vote? I want to know who did not vote for Babe Ruth. Are you kidding me? 714 home runs. You don't vote for the guy? He's hitting more home runs than entire teams? He also walked a lot. 1921, he hit 59 home runs with 171 RBIs, and he was walked 145 times. Imagine if they pitched to him. For many people, big picture, when they hear the word baseball, they think Babe Ruth. Just like when you hear boxing, you think Muhammad Ali. Or soccer, you think Pele. Basketball, you think Michael Jordan. These athletes are bigger than the game. They are universally known. They're known worldwide. Babe Ruth helped turn baseball into the national pastime. He had to be number one on my list. No doubt about it. George Herman Ruth, numero uno. So what do you think of my top 25 position players of all time? What's your biggest gripe or disagreement? Who should have been on the list? Who should have ranked higher? Who should have been ranked lower? Let me know on Twitter at the Sports RPT. It's a fun topic. Nobody's right or wrong here. It's just fun. You know, you get your buddies around and you throw questions around like this and you have some fun. We're on Twitter at the Sports RPT. This is episode number 200 of the Sports Report. I'm Paul Roberts. Great to have you aboard. Recapping the top 25 list. Again, these are just position players, no pitchers. Ken Griffey Jr., 25. Eddie Collins, number 24. Rod Carew, 23. George Brett, 22. Tony Gwynn, 21. Pete Rose, 20. Mel Ott, 19. Yogi Berra, 18. Johnny Bench, 17. Clemente, 16. Mike Schmidt, 15. Frank Robinson, 14. Tris Speaker, 13. The Mick, number 12. Honus Wagner, 11. Now to the top 10. Joe DiMaggio, number 10. Jimmy Fox, 9. Rogers Hornsby, 8. Hank Aaron, 7. Stan the Man, number 6. Lou Gehrig, 5. Teddy Ballgame, number 4. Willie Mays, 3. Ty Cobb, 2. And Babe Ruth, number 1. That's my top 25 list of the greatest position players of all time. Let me know what you're thinking on Twitter at the Sports RPT. And once again, I want to thank all of you listeners who have been with the show since episode number 1. Hard to imagine we're already up to number 200. It's been a great ride. Much more to come. Keep spreading the word to your friends, your coworkers, family members, anyone who loves sports about this podcast, The Sports Report. We're on grizzlyproductions.tv every Monday and Thursday, and of course, on Twitter at the Sports RPT and free in the podcast section of iTunes. Thanks a lot for tuning in, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the list. Looking forward to your comments on Twitter. This has been episode number 200. I'm Paul Roberts on GrizzlyProductions.tv.